You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had to go into Superior Court because I'm in the process of doing a name change. And it's kind of interesting. I wasn't actually in the courtroom. I figured that was going to come later. This was more filling out paperwork, but it was it's a civil court, and so it's a lot of family and domestic stuff, and that includes name change, but also stuff like divorces.
Sure.
And there were some people in that room who were not happy.
Oh, I bet.
And I was just the fly on the wall, watching what was going on, and getting all my paperwork done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed. Because I told you yesterday, I said, I'm going down to set a court date, Jeremy. This is going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. When I left there, they said, yeah, you'll have your time in court, but it's Zoom.
Oh, it's Zoom court? Oh, yeah. But that's all right. You don't have to make the drive all the way out again.
I'm just going to Zoom with the judge. I know, but I thought it would be kind of fun. You know, the last time I was in front of a judge, I'll share this story with you because our story is, segment is, tell us about your last time to be in court. For me, before this, the last time was at traffic court, and it was in Castle Rock, and the judge, it was like night court. He had to go at, I don't know, like 6-7 o'clock at night or something like that. And then, you know, there's a whole bunch of us scofflaws who, you know, were trying to plead down traffic tickets to a, you know, defective vehicle charge or something.
Uh-huh.
And the judge, I'll never forget, the judge thought he was the biggest comedian. He was trying to say funny things, and everyone's like, can we just move along? You don't have to entertain. And when it was my time to get up there, you have three options. You can plead guilty, not guilty, or nolo contendere. You can plead that. And so when it was my turn, I got up, and he goes, Mr. Testa, blah, 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 how do you plead? And I go, I'll do the Latin one. That did not go over well at all. He proceeded in front of that courtroom to lecture me about how this was not a place to come, you know, and try to be funny. And I'm thinking to myself, what were you doing for the last 10 minutes?
The entire time, Your Honor.
I'll take the Latin one. So I think I almost got thrown in jail at traffic court. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my... And you've never been in court for anything.
No, never been to
court.
Luckily, I don't want to go to court for anything. I'm a pretty good boy. I haven't been called to, you know, testify or anything like that. So, yeah, I can't play along.
And then I had the jury duty that fell apart that you and I have talked about. I was called for jury duty, thought for sure I would be on the jury, and then there was a mistrial at the last minute, so I had to go home. Didn't even get that experience. Obviously, I am longing to be in court for something.
Yeah, and I'm like,
because I wanted to be there for the name change. I wanted to have fun with my traffic court. I wanted to be on a jury. I keep getting shot down.
Well, you got to go commit a crime or something to really get in there.
Well, I don't want
to
do that.
I mean, if you're going to go all in and want to be at court, you better go, you know, punch somebody.
Who lives in Wiggins wrote in and said, last time I was in court was because a city councilman in my small town tackled me to the ground and citizens arrested me for speeding.
Citizens arrest!
I had to go to court because he got charges for assault, false imprisonment, and blocking a roadway.
Oh my gosh, that's a solid story right there.
See, now that's the what I'm talking about. People have got great court stories.
Madeline, it looks like, is a lawyer, spends about 75 days in court a year. You wouldn't believe the clothing people wear in court. Shorty shorts, crop tops, and F the judge t-shirts. You ain't gonna win no cases with that.
Mm-hmm.
F the judge.
See, holy Mindy cow. Along those lines says, I'm a court reporter, and I can tell you there's no better job for entertainment. I'm laughing to myself almost every day. People are idiotic, and the court cases are wild. It's the best job.
I bet you.
You know, that's another one of those recession-proof jobs. Court reporters will always have jobs.
It's one of those jobs, too, where you go home at the end of the night and you feel a lot better about your life. Like, any, like, small issue that you have going on, it's like you have not seen anything unless you've been in court. You know, I feel pretty good. A lot of landlord cases rolling in this morning.
Sean.
Adoption issues. Go ahead.
Sean says, I was in court for jury duty. I, too, wanted to sit in the jury, Dom. Made it into the box. It was a DUI case. I believe I am a school bus driver, which is why they dismissed me. I was so close.
So close. Oh. Cassie had to go to court because she missed too many days of high school. Is that a thing? Or are you just being funny? I can't tell. Is that a thing?
I don't know. That's funny, though. Crystal says, I took my mom's car on a joyride to Red Rocks when I was 15. I was doing donuts in the parking lot when a cop pulled in. He asked for license and registration, which I didn't have. I was 15.
Oh, yeah.
I got a ticket for reckless driving. I showed up for court. They had no record of the ticket being written. The officer never turned in the ticket. Scared me out of ever doing that again, though. Oh, that's kind of interesting. That's a nice waste of everybody's time and money.
Pretty much.
Corinne says, I got sued by a neighbor over a dispute about our fence. It was like one of those Judge Judy experiences, and I won. My neighbor was a... And then I can't say the word. My neighbor was a bleep.
Oh, man.
Let's see. My last time, this is from Lane. He says, my last time in court was when I fell asleep in my car after a night of drinking. I never drove anywhere, but they still hauled me into court. I didn't think that was fair. That's not fair.
That's not fair. Yeah, if he was, he was asleep, he wasn't driving.
I see we're getting some calls about some that are relatively serious. We're not going to be doing serious ones.
Yeah, no.
We want lighthearted.
Orders,
Deborah says, my husband was in court because he really wanted to fight a traffic ticket that he thought was unfair. I went to provide moral support. And no, he didn't win. The cop did show up and said my husband was full of it. You know, they always say, yeah, just go to court because oftentimes the police officer won't show up, you know,
and then you'll get out of it.
This one, Deborah's husband was such a jackwagon that the cop made sure to be
there
and told the court, no, this guy's a jerk.